separation which has affected all of us is the mind in separation from its essential nature. You can approach the issue from many angles, as this book skillfully does. A kidney, heart, or lung cell is already unified in its natural state. Cells don't doubt their existence. They function holistically and offer us a model for life as a flow of energy and intelligence. So the connection between mind and biology forms a strong theme in Stern's teaching about yoga. One can also focus on other distressing signs of separation, in troubled relationships, social discord, and all manner of self-destructive behavior, including addictions and preventable lifestyle disorders that people exacerbate rather than helping themselves to heal. Yet in the end, it is the self divided against itself that yoga fundamentally addresses. The mind would not be its own enemy except for the divided self. The body would not be abandoned as a thing to be ignored, shunned, or ashamed of, except for those gifted with superb and beautiful bodies, and even they must face the specter of time and aging. One of the most important tenets of yoga is that the level of the problem isn't the level of the solution. As long as we remain inside the state of self-division, we are dominated by it. There are only three attitudes one can take to mental suffering: put up with it, fix it, or walk away from it. Unfortunately, all three are doomed to failure, and for the same reason. The mind that attempts to put up with suffering, fix it, or escape from it is the very mind that has been split by the state of separation. A fragmented mind is like Humpty Dumpty, whose fall is misunderstood. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't repair a broken egg, no doubt. But Humpty Dumpty can't put himself together again, which is the real problem. Yoga solves this dilemma by asserting some home truths that are then carried out through the practice of yoga and meditation. I've already given the first one, that the level of the problem is never the level of the solution. Here are the other home truths as I understand them. The level of the solution is consciousness, which in its very nature is whole, complete, and undivided. Consciousness, being the source of creation, is always present in its pure whole form. When the mind experiences its source in pure consciousness, solutions dawn, not through the effort to end suffering, but through the state of wholeness itself. No outside agency, motivation, or thinking is required. The body, brain, mind, and universe are different modes of consciousness. Each mode is self-regulating, and so is the whole. A cell has the capacity to keep itself alive and thriving in a state of perfect balance. The same is true at every level of nature. When self-regulation fails, the underlying cause is loss of contact with wholeness. By experiencing pure consciousness, self-regulation is restored. This returns body, brain, mind, and universe to their unified state. I know that using yoga to return the universe to its natural state seems unbelievable, and the claim is too vast to explore in a page or two. But when yoga returns us to our source and allows us to experience the awakened state, there is no alternative but for reality itself, which we dub the universe, to shift along with everything else. For all its current popularity, yoga in India is entangled in mind-numbing intricacies, philosophical controversy, endless wrangling over the ancient texts, competing teachers and systems, on and on. I deeply admire Eddie Stern for bringing clarity and compassion to such an unholy mess. The future depends on such clarity and compassion. Taken all together, this book is the gentlest and most accessible way to embrace yoga in all its potential. Insofar as humans have infinite potential, another home truth about consciousness, yoga unfolds a field of possibilities that would otherwise be closed to the divide itself. Stern never lets us forget our untapped potential, which may be the core lesson of his teaching and his life. Introduction. In the spring of 2010, a researcher and physical therapist named Marshall Hagens came to visit me at my school in Soho in New York City. He wanted to see if I would be interested in designing a yoga protocol for a scientific study to examine whether yoga could have a positive impact on pre-hypertensive conditions in African Americans. 22 years earlier, I had bypassed college, opting instead for travel to India, and had spent the better part of the year since returning to India